All right. So basic question here. Well, now that I finally got this thing working, how did each of you come up with your coat hanger names, and what does it say about you?
Is this PG-13?
You can edit anything.
Okay. We just came up with the names just because we did. There's no real reason behind anything we do. But, you know, kind of a reference to the Ramones, kind of. Not because we want to sound like them or anything, but just kind of the same idea of
unity. With the name, yeah.
You know, it's like a true democracy, so. But yeah, there's Rusty, Minnie, Crooked, and Broken Bent, which she goes by BB. And I think each one kind of fits each other's personalities.
Okay.
But that's about it. That's as deep as it goes, dude.
All right. That's good enough.
Good answer.
And it says about us that we're awesome.
Obviously. Come on. All right, so what's the scene in Atlanta like? Because we're kind of far removed from that.
Well, the scene in Atlanta... The scene in Atlanta has changed over the years. Like, we've been in this band for, what, almost 7 years? Am I making that up?
Six, seven?
Oh, I think we're going on seven.
Yeah.
I know. But yeah, no, but like it used to be, you know, like Rob's House, Die Slaughterhouse when we first started, which are like two local record labels down there. And it was like, you know, they started out Carbonas, Black Lips, Deer Hunter, like, you know, all those bands that are like, you know, and many others, like The Lids, like, I mean, so many other bands, you know, they helped keep the scene going on. It was very punk rock, you know, but with an Atlanta style, which is sloppy and fun and debaucherous, but it's still like family, you know? So when we started, we just kind of, I don't know, followed suit, I guess, in a way, but did it in a different way, because it's, even though we get, you know, punk rock, it's I think it's different than that, but I don't know. But anyways, the scene in Atlanta is awesome. It's very family-oriented, and everyone helped, like, when we first starting out, like, everyone helped us out, and that's what we do for bands now, and... But now the scene has changed a little bit into more of that indie kind of psych rock, which is going on, which is cool. Okay. It's a lot of younger people coming up, but there's still a music scene there, a really good music scene there. It just doesn't, it gets overlooked because it's Atlanta.
All right. Now, any other favorite cities to play besides Atlanta?
Philly.
Oh, well, oh, wow.
Yeah, New York.
LA. LA.
Pretty fun. San Francisco.
Seattle. San Francisco. Austin.
Austin.
Dallas has been
Tucson.
Dallas has been so great.
Dallas,
for some
true.
Dallas,
everywhere.
I mean, we love playing everywhere. We love playing
sounds
everywhere.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Not everyone might enjoy watching us everywhere, but that's their personal problem. So.
As long as you have fun, that's all that matters.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so do you prefer playing like house shows, bars, or larger venues?
All of the above.
Yeah.
Okay.
We like to play
wherever people
they
are
all
cool
feel
and nice.
Different. You know, like because of the large. Stage, you get to like a lot of crazy lights, so you really get to put on
fog.
A show.
Fog
machines,
fog
and, like,
machines.
Strobe lights. But a house show, you get to like really feel the people and like be part of the crowd, so they're good for different reasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you recently played with hardcore supergroup Off, which.
Yeah.
All right. So what did you learn from Keith Morris and company, all punk veterans, some of whom have been doing this longer than any of us have been alive?
It's true.
They keep it real.
Yeah. Okay.
They are exactly how they portray themselves, and that's punk rock. Mm-hmm. And it's a little intimidating at first because, like, we grew up on their music. But they're just...
They were so nice.
Mm-hmm.
They were
so nice.
So super nice and supportive, and they came out... Like,
and they
Dimitri
gave, like,
even came out to our show in LA, and like, just really rad. It was just a dream come true, and we were really happy, just really, really, really happy to be there.
Highlight of the lives.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Like, we created this whole little tour. The reason we're playing Philly is because we wanted to go and play with Off. That's it, you know. So awesome.
It was a dream
Thank
come
you.
True. Thank you, Off.
Thank you.
Thank you, life.
Thank you, life.
All right, so do you prefer playing with bands you already know, or do you like getting to know new bands on tour?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, both,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
I mean, of course it's fun to play with people we know, but
like
the reason we know them is because we've
Not
never played
them.
With them
before.
So I guess it's a...
It's
song.
Yeah,
the
it's
circle
super
of great.
Life. Circle
Especially
of life.
If you like them.
Did you ever see Lion King? It's like that.
It's like seeing friends in different towns.
Never seen
if
Lion King
to be in a band,
too.
That's even better.
One and a half.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Cool.
All right, so where did the idea to switch instruments mid-set for songs come from? I mean, it's not something every band does.
We just want to play everything. Okay. So somebody says, I want to play drums. Uh-huh. So they start playing drums, and somebody else goes, well, I guess I'll play this.
Or like, yeah, someone will write a song on bass. They usually play something, or, you know, it's like, why not, you know? I mean...
So it makes it sound different.
Makes it sound different.
Everyone interprets the instrument in, like, a different way. Yeah. So.
We want to sound, like, cohesive, but we don't want every song to sound the same, right. You know? We want to try to, like, keep it creative and keep the audience, like, interested. So I guess that helps.
It does, pushing. Yeah. All right, so over the years, obviously, you've all made strides playing your instruments and getting comfortable with each other and everything. Do those changes, would that have inspired you to do songs like Well, All Right and Tobacco Road, like something different on the new album?
Yeah, I guess so, but I feel like we always, like, we never limited our sound, you know? But it just so happened, like, that song, like, Well, All Right, is kind of about our blues. Mm-hmm. So it kind of maybe sounds like a little bit more like country or whatever, bluesy.
Because like, most of our songs are personal. I think it was just where we were
just
at.
Just what happened. Yeah. It's just like an, you know, it's just what happens. We didn't, like, set out and we were like, okay, we're going to write a slow song.
Just get high
road,
and jam,
you know?
Out.
It just, like, happened. We were like, oh, that song's really good and we should play it. Or we should record it's at least. We're not going to play it. But it's just kind of cool. We don't try to limit, we try not to limit ourselves in any way, right. Shape, or form. Like, not by any sort of, like, label about what sound we should make or anything. That's why we want to make different records, you know, different songs. Some of them are dancey and soft, and some of them are harder and angrier. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's cool. So chill, dude.
Yeah.
Stoner vibes.
Stoney vibes.
Yes.
Let's see. So are the music videos as fun to make as they appear to be? Especially
yes.
Like Trailer Park Boneyard Hurricane Stop Stomp Stomping.
Yeah. Okay. Because it's just we get our like friends to help us create art for our like our albums and the videos and everything else, you know. So it's like we're just like hanging out with our friends all day, getting drunk and having a good time, you know, being creative.
Putting on fake mustaches, going into
bars. Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. I think that's our new.
Why not?
You guys look so good right now.
Just
so good. For lighting. For
2 years
on this look.
So you guys released a split 7-inch with Davila 666. I hope I'm not mispronouncing them. So far this year, and I read, perhaps inaccurately, that you have plans to do 3 more this year.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The next one with Heavy Cream from Nashville. Okay. Any details you'd like to share about what we can look forward to the rest of the year with that?
Oh, the Growlers, we're going to do.
Okay.
Growlers.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
You heard it first.
Yeah.
No, I think that's the first time we said that.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then the last one, it's still
up in the air.
Yeah.
But we still have to.
But it's going to be awesome.
Sure. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going into the studio after we come back from this tour to record the song.
All right, so Stephanie, you have a few photography credits to your name, from what so I'm told.
Yeah.
Let's see, is that something that you want to pursue professionally, or is that just a hobby? Or
it was just like Julia needed pictures,
okay.
And I have this kind of nicer camera, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's like when I was younger, like 16. This was like 10 years ago.
Oh,
I'm lying. But no, I have this nice camera, and like I was too lazy to figure it out, but I kind of know how to work it. And she needed pictures, and I was like, well, let's just do it. Because I mean,
yeah, and I wanted to feel comfortable.
Yeah, and she wanted to feel comfortable, and love my girl, Julia.
Awesome, yeah.
So it was my pleasure. I can't, you know, like her asking me was kind of an honor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aww.
So yeah, so I mean, that's awesome. But yeah, no, I don't know. No okay. Professionalism in that whatsoever.
Yes.
I know, I'm glad we let it out. That would have sucked. We just gotta get the merch.
It
feels good, man.
All right, so Julia, you have a side project, White Woods.
Julia.
Yes.
Julia.
Well, I slurred it, yeah. Julia.
Yeah.
All right, you have a side project, White Woods. To those unfamiliar, how does it differ from the Coat Hangers?
It's softer. Slower, And
Stony vibes.
Just stony vibes, dude. It's just chill, and it's just me, so
it's a difference.
It's the difference. Yeah. But it's.
But it's still like Julia.
Still okay.
You know, it's
it's better than okay.
It's a softer side of Sears.
Softer side of Sears. You're about to see a softer side of Sears, bitch.
Sears.
I said that one night. Remember?
Sears?
I got so mad. I was like, you're about to see the softer side of Sears. You don't chill out.
Sears?
Sears. Have you
like
heard
the that? Store?
Yeah.
Sears.
Back in the 80s,
Sears?
That was the thing.
Sears.
Oh, I know that.
Sores?
Heard of that.
Well, speaking of that, Stephanie, you have a side project called Horny Dinosaurs, from what I'm told.
It's with my boyfriend, Chad, and he used to be in a band called Vegan Coke.
Okay.
And recently, they're kind of taking a break, and we're always around each other, and we both like music, so we just started, like, doing something fun. Just something to do, you know? Yeah. And, yep, it's just really not serious. Like, we're not going to... It's not like this. It's
just
I
fun.
Want it to be just for fun. Yeah, I don't want it, like, this is my life, so I don't really care about trying to make that happen. But no, it's really great because, you know, my boyfriend's
good,
a badass
really
fucking
good.
Guitar
yeah.
player.
It's so good.
And it's just fun. It's just fun and funny, and that's about it. That's
good. Okay.
We have a fog machine / strobe light machine, which I'm pretty proud of. I got on discount at Target. That's about all I have to say about it.
Any other side projects floating around that I haven't heard about?
Ooh.
No.
Oh, okay.
Miracle Sounds and Dirty Uncles.
Yeah. Mm.
Dirty We've always wanted to start a country band.
Sympathy Flower.
Sympathy Flower. I mean, you know, this
Gorilla
is
Gorilla Face
emo
is also
Gorilla
more
Face.
Like a tribute band to the original Gorilla Face.
These bands
also
are in our minds.
Too.
Oh, and Sublime 2
is a cover band where
covers
of Sublime. But it's just two of us. We won't tell you which two.
Oh, okay.
But we wear Bajas. And
hopefully people throw blunts at
hot,
us.
Hot, hot.
Just say.
And we just look at each other and play Sublime.
Yep.
To each other. It's really, really good. In stores this fall.
Awesome.
I don't know if you can print that, actually.
We're not printing it.
It's too exclusive.
Like copyright Sublime
2. We don't have any.
I know. I bet you people will totally steal that. Don't put that in print, please. And don't
no
tell
prints.
Anybody.
Don't worry.
People will totally steal that idea.
Whoever totally
people
tell
will steal
everybody
whoever is doing that.
We need to advertise.
Dare them to
Sublime
steal
2.
It.
Coming October 2012.
Find you. Mm-hmm. We'll find you. Scalp you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So last year you played at the Tit Wrench Fest, and this year you played an event called the Invasion of the New Girl Order. Do organizers seek you ladies out, or do you look for opportunities like that to inspire young women to get into music?
That's a great question.
Both.
I mean, yeah, it's just
the
kind of like...
The Tit Wrench was just like an event that we
Tit,
ended up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a weird, like awesomely weird artistic sort of female organized event that we just happened to play because we were in the town at the time. Mm-hmm. And the Girls Rock Camp thing, they sought us out because we played Girls Rock Camp. When
we inspired them for the Girl Order.
The first day of Rock Camp and the fucking... It was awesome. The girls were really... stoked on it and dancing around and screaming like don't touch my stuff.
They had like choreographed dances like all these little girls, like it was nuts.
Yeah, so they organized this event.
Sorry.
And we went to Austin, we played it. So great.
It was the first time we had like covered the song besides the Gun Club cover we play now.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had never really not seriously covered anything, but they were like, can you like play these songs by these other female bands, and we're like, okay, yeah, fuck it.
That's great.
But it was just so awesome, like, seeing all these, like, little girls.
The other night in
time.
Brooklyn, we had a little, like, so first weird. Grader come out to our show. She was going, like, this whole time. She's so stoked.
She was, like, 6 years old.
Yeah, like...
She was at our last show, too.
Yeah,
we love that. And when we played in Europe, some lady came up to us and was like, you inspired you, you know, you make me grateful to be a woman, or whatever.
Like, what?
Just, like, that's awesome because to us it's not super weird to do this. But
and we're not like
people. It's like, yeah, great. You know, just to see like us doing whatever the hell we want. So if that's what it is, that's awesome.
Yeah,
we welcome.
Just love to love, man.
Just love to love.
Sweet bread. Sweet bread.
No, throw up.
So later in July, the Capitol Hill Block Party is happening in Seattle, and of course you'll be there, or else I wouldn't bring it up. It would just be weird. Any other particular bands you look forward to seeing?
Major Lazer.
Oh, true.
It's gonna be crazy. I don't know if I feel offended by it or if I love it.
Capitol Hill Block Party.
Okay.
It's gonna. They just
so many bands. The OCs are playing, right?
The OCs.
That would be a great show.
I haven't really seen.
I don't even know who's. I'm out of the loop.
There's just a lot of bands.
I was thinking about printing it out, but.
There's so many.
There's a lot of bands.
They're talking about these.
But it's gonna be fun. It's great.
It's getting hot.
Love music.
All right. So, what else is on the horizon for the Coat Hangers for the rest of the year?
Total domination. Domination.
Touring,
the seven inches,
and then working just on a full length,
writing and exploring, yeah. Having fun, just working our shitty jobs.
Basically, just releasing the 7 inches and working on new songs, and touring the huge, working on a record.
That's gotcha. About it.
Okay. And speaking of about it, this is the way I always end interviews. What Desert Island, one album for the rest of your life.
Oh,
what
shit.
Is it?
Skrillex.
Oh, wow. Going with an EP?
Because okay. I'll kill myself. No, I would say...
Remember what you said last time?
What did I say last time?
The Coat Hangers.
The Coat Hangers. I don't know. This is such a hard question.
Don't hurt yourself. It's just...
I'm hurting. You know what? I really like that new Mastodon.
Yeah.
The Hunter. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
I feel like that's what it's called. I'm just going to go with that because it's the first thing come ahead and I like it.
Keeping it Georgia, okay.
And then, yeah, always. Anyone else?
The Growlers.
The Growlers.
Yeah. Actually, right now, I would pick that record.
That's a really good one, too.
Great record.
They're
and their new record's going to be great,
I just need a compilation of 90s alternative music. I think I'll be okay.
Now that's what I call music 26.
Yeah. Oh, was it 26?
I don't know.
How many are they? They're like 50. Like now.
No way. I thought they were in like 70.
Are they really?
I think so.
And like a Billie Holiday record.
Oh, that's good.
That's really relaxing.
Yeah. I was going to say Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond?
Or that Nat King Cole record you have.
Oh, that's really
something to relax.
Something chill.
You're on the beach. You don't want to, you know, maybe Mastodon. Hopefully we'll be up together, so each one of us will have.
Yeah. Oh, we're always together. Yeah, we don't stray.
So boom.
Coordinate gang strategy.
Yeah. Pure moves with the Coat Hangers.
Awesome. Cool. Great interview.
Well, thanks. Yeah.